This is Tez Yule, so you're obviously listening to Heartland Radio. Tonight on the show we have something a little different from usual for you all. Mr. Hardley is a French three-piece band from Paris who are doing a short tour here in Tyneside. So as soon as I heard they were visiting us, I arranged to do an interview and play their new latest album entitled White Urban Blues. So to all of you out there in listener land, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Hardley. Before we meet them and ask them a few questions, let's play that first track, You've Got No Time.
You've got no time, baby. You say you've got no time for me. And that is shame. You say you've got no time for me. I never met a girl like you with such a pervert attitude. No joke, no doubt, you got no time, baby. Well, I'm free, baby, I'm free as a man.
Would you like to tell me who you are, please?
Hello, I'm Thomas, and I am the drummer of the band.
I'm Mr. Hardley, and I'm the guitarist singer of the band.
Hello, I'm Alan, I'm the bass player, and I'm doing the backing vocals as well.
You don't love me.
You don't love me. The song is the cover. It's the only cover of the album. It's John Lewis Walker song. You know, John Lewis Walker is an American guitarist singer. And I like this song because on stage I usually dedicate this song to all the girls that left me or left us as a human, because I mean, it's a real blues theme. I mean, you've been just let down by a girl, so it's a real blues text. So I love this song for that, and I love the groove.
Your own material?
Yes, we try to. Yeah. I write songs, we do some few covers, but on the album it's mainly composition of our own.
That's good. And is it all a mixed a mixed effort, or have we got one songwriter? Or
I mainly write the song because I have to feel what I'm singing, what I'm playing. So I bring some ideas in the rehearsal, and then we all work together on the song to do a final arrangement, the final song. Sometimes I arrive with a verse, and we just compose the refrain together in the rehearsal room. Or sometimes I arrive with a very song finished with a demo, and I said to the musician, "I want that. I want you to play this. I want you to play that." It depends really on the personality of the song, but mainly I ask the musician I'm working with to bring their own ideas on the song, because it's more lifeful and it's more interesting to have the idea of the whole band compared to just the idea of one person. And I'm not Frank Zappa, neither Leonard Bernstein, so everyone's idea is welcome.
Dirty Mind.
Dirty Mind, yeah. This song, yes, Dirty Mind. On stage I make a translation, in French of the title. It's Esprit Tordu, Dirty Mind. Because, and we dedicate this song to all the girls in the room, because I have noticed that after 40 years old, even if the girl don't want to say it, don't want to admit it, they've got more dirty mind that they would let people know. And they've got a life behind them, and they became so, how could I say, hard, it's not the right word, but you know, we dedicate this song to all the girls in the room, and we say, girls, you got a dirty mind after 40 years old, because you...
Do you ever arrive with a song and leave and it's completely different?
Yeah, it often happens. That's the aim. The aim, it's very rare to arrive with a song and then when you finish to work on it, the song sounds the same. Sometimes it happens, but it happens in one case on ten. I mean, mainly the musician and I, we just bring new idea. We try and think the song different. So what's important is to have the starting idea of a song. And maybe two sentences is enough for a text. You got the main idea, say, oh, I've got an idea, that's it. And then we work on that and I can work on the text. Even the musician can bring some idea on the text and then the song is building up rehearsal after rehearsal until we record it finally in the studio.
All I want.
All I want. I think the title is clear. It's all the thing I want. We all want things. Even spiritual things or material things, but you can never get what you want. That's a Rolling Stone song. You can't always get what you want, so it's quite the same theme.
You wrote this one?
I wrote all the songs.
Except for the cover.
Except for cover, yeah.
Shake.
How long have you been together as this band?
2 weeks. I mean, I formed the band 8 years ago, and this is the third team playing with me in that band, because you know, in France, there are, I mean, in the musician life, there are so many stuff that happens. I mean, the last team I had, the drummer had a baby, so he had to change his life. And then the bass player, he had to change his life because he has to sell his money to work somewhere in France. He went to the south of France, so I have to find new musicians. So that's the third team I work with in that band, but the band is 8 years old. And we're working together for 2 years now.
Yeah, almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
So that's,
yeah,
that's quite good in this modern day. Musicians are a little bit football players. People keep trying to steal you as soon as they realize you're any good.
Yeah.
They want you. Who's talking?
Who's talking? Ah, well, well, well. Who's talking? It's a story. He tried to explain the relationship between a couple, a man and a woman, that are together for a long time. And you know, sometimes when you talk to each other, you doesn't seem to understand the other one. And sometimes your husband or your girlfriend talks to you, you think, but who's talking? Is that the person I met 20 years ago, or is that a new person? And this text is about that. Is who's talking? So, is that the same person I met 20 years ago?
Together, but now you love them.
what would you say is the type of music that you play? Have you got a description for it?
I mean, we call it the white urban blues because it's blues, but without pretension. We're trying to do modern blues, not like Muddy Waters or that of B.B. King, because we're not pretentious enough to say we can play that kind of blues. And quite everything has been already done in that style. So we call it white urban blues because it's blues and we're white. I mean, we know African people, so that's why it's white blues and urban, because we're all Parisian. We are born in Paris and they live in Paris, so we play the blues with building, flats, with traffic jam, and we're just telling about our life, but our life is not cotton field. It's just the traffic life, the noise in the town, and it's a part of our life, so that's why we call it white urban blues.
I think the blues sound, which is all over France, is different than other European countries. I'm wondering if it's maybe because France integrated with Africans and other nations much quicker than other countries in Europe.
Yeah, it's a melting of culture, and I think it's because maybe we are Latin too. And the mix of the Latin culture and all the melting culture we can have, African, North African, and Anglo-Saxon culture, it's a really interesting mix, even Indian culture, yes. And there are lots of way to play the blues in France because of this melting of culture, yes. I think so.
My Kind of Woman.
My Kind of Woman, yeah. I think the title is clear too. It's the song about, I'll talk to the man. You know, guys, when you met the woman, or you say, I will spend the next 20 years with her, that's the right person for you. This song is talking about that, even if the bass player is asking for the 20 next minutes, and the drummer just expect the two minutes coming with the girl. That's the song about when you meet the right girl and you say, I would like to spend the next 20 years with her.
little bit about this CD that you have here?
Yes, what do you want to know?
Well, about the recording, about how it's being received, how long it's been available.
Well, it's a long story. I work on those compo since it's been for 5 years now. 5 years ago, I started working on those 12 songs. And at the beginning, it should be recorded with a keyboard player, two background vocalists, female, and a horn section. And so we do some gig with the whole orchestra, because it was the Mr. Harderly on the Blues Thanks Orchestra at the beginning. And we recorded the first version of this album of the 12 compo on one cover with the whole orchestra. And then my producer said, it's very hard to be able to have lots of gig with a 9-piece orchestra. And he said, you're a guitarist and a singer with its own personality, so you have to put that ahead and get rid of the brass section, get rid of the background female vocal and the keyboard player, and just try to play it like Hendrix did, Steve Ray Vaughan did in the beginning, maybe Johnny Winter, you know, the power trio. And we re-recorded this album a second time, that's why it took a long time to out, and we redone the same compo but in 3-piece band, and it sounds more roots, more clear, more raw. That's it.
Was it fun recording it, or was it really hard work?
It's really hard work, because you know, I had the sensation to redo the same job, because I recorded it once and we had to re-record this a second time. So it was a hard job, but the positive point is the song are more mature, because we had time to play them on stage, to think about the song the way we like to play it, and not to do twice the same mistake as we done for the first recording, and it's more mature. That's the positive point of this album.
Gary's Gone
is a compo I made when Gary Moore left us 3 years ago, I think now. And it's a song for Gary Moore, because I love this guy, and it's due to him if I'm a guitarist and singer at this time, and if I go on stage, I mean, like Steve Ray Vaughan or Jimi Hendrix, but I saw him on stage several times, and I wanted to make a compo with my own chords and my own text, but I play some Gary Moore's theme in this song, like Parisian Walkway, The Loner, Still Got the Blues, as an homage to this very big blues man I love.
Thank you.
When people hear this on the radio, if they wanted one of these CDs, where could they find it?
We got a distributor in France, but I'm not sure it's accessible to English people.
Buy it, purchase it on iTunes?
Can have it on iTunes, you can have it on Deezer, you can have it on Amazon.
Directly on the website of the band?
Yes,
you can order
it's hardearly.com. Hardearly, like hard and early.com. And you can
Amazon.
On Amazon, yeah.
Amazon.com.
So eBay.
It's available worldwide.
Normally it is, yeah. And you can even listen for free on the Deezer platform or that kind of of site.
The sites are brilliant for selling. I'm blind.
It talks about all the mistakes you can do in life because you're blind. Blind in life, blind for feelings, blind for love, blind for... I mean, it's too huge to describe the meanings of this song, but I try to explain all the reasons that can make you mistakes in life because you don't see the reality. And there's a sentence I like that Antoine de Saint-Exupéry wrote it in a book called Le Petit Prince, maybe you know it in England. And it says the main thing you can't see with eyes, what's important you feel it with heart. And this song talks about quite this theme. It's a very old story. I met Howard when I was 15 because he came to France playing with the twin exchange of the town hall of the town I was living called Épinay-sur-Seine. It's a French town near Paris. And he came to make some few gigs with the twin exchange. And then I was 15 and he was playing, I was starting the guitar at this time. And I met him at this moment and when we came to South Shields with the exchange program, I remit Howard at this period, and then I came on holiday in South Shields several times, so he knew I was a musician, and then we make a jam together at his own gigs, and then he came back to France to make jam on my own gig with my band. And he said, hey, would you like to come and go on a tour on England? The first tour I did in South Shields in England, it was in 97. I do a second one in 98. And the last one was three years ago in 2012. And then meeting after meeting with Howard, I was listening to his album, and he had lots of pop songs on his album. And he had some few blues stuff. And I said, hi, Howard, why don't you play those blues songs with a band? Wouldn't you like to play with a band, a real band musician? I said, why not? But you know, I'm fed up. I've done so many years with bands, so many problems with the personality of each musician, that now I work by my own, but why not? So he came in France in my studio, and then 3 years ago we started to record his album, Paris File, I think.
Yes.
And I had the honor to compose two songs for him on this album. And he arrived in the studio with some idea of song he wanted to record, and we had the pleasure to work on his album, to record it, to play on it, to master it, and then he come back to England with that, and was I think he's very happy because there's a good feedback from the public to his album.
If I was doing the same,
it's a philosophic song about a reaction you can provoke in the other person. If I do this thing, that kind of thing, what would you do? And you're doing this thing. If I was doing the same thing to you, how would you react? It's a philosophic reflection about attitude between people.
You look up, babe. Hey, babe.
Have you got any more plans for the future? Or are you just sitting and letting, you know, just seeing what's happening around you?
You know what, we're hard workers. So we try to record our next album, because this one lasts for 3 years now. And the people are asking us, but when will we do the next one? Because this one is 3 years old. And we answer to them, the main thing is this album had such a good success and good feedback from the public and from the professional, I mean the press, the journalists, the radio, that we do so many gigs in France. I didn't have the time to make new compos for the next album, so now we're working hard on a new album. We already got 10 songs ready, and I think we managed to record this new album in the end of the year, maybe of the beginning of the next year.
And that's going to be called?
I don't know yet. And if I knew, I wouldn't tell you.
Okay, that's fine. Here's a question I have to ask. Why in English?
Why in English? Because, you know, in France, I think you understand that with, maybe you heard about Georges Brassens, Jacques Brel, Charles Trenet, we got a habit of French text of high level in France. You know, it's not to criticize, but Anglo-Saxon songs are often poor text. I mean, you can sing, even for James Brown, I love James Brown, but when you read his text as a book, there's no really deep meaning of what he's singing. It's just the sound of the word are important in English, and that's what I like. I like the sound of the English language for a blues song. And second reason, it's my culture. I mean, I've grown with, I started with John Travolta, and then it was the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Jeff Beck, the Kings, Jimi Hendrix, Clapton, and everything, all my culture, I mean, all our culture is Anglo-Saxon. And third reason, I don't really know how to work on good text in French. So I like the singing of the English language.
Spaceman.
Oof. Spaceman. It's just a second degree song about sex. That's all I can say about that.
I didn't expect that answer.
No, but that's the right answer. Spaceman, just show me your Milky Way. Just listen to the song and you'll understand.
Show me the way to the
You said you're here for another couple of days.
Yeah, we're here on for a 10 gigs tour. We started last Friday, and we had 2 days off, Tuesday and Wednesday today, and then we got 5 gig left until Sunday, and then we go back to France.
Can you remember any of the places you've played at?
Yeah, we played the Trimmer's Arms, we played the Maurice Club, we should have played at the Neon Social Club, we played Ellison Social Club. We played the Marsden Inn. I've got it all, guys.
Yeah, all within the area, yeah.
Yeah, all in the area. Yes. And then we're going to play the Chichester Arms tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to be at Clidon Club.
Yes.
On Friday with Howard, Ben. We're going to play Benedictine Catholic Club.
Yes.
And on Sunday, we got 2 gigs. We're going to play the Grindon Broadway and the Buzzers. Yeah, in Sunderland and the Buzzers in Jarrah.
Yeah. Okay, that's they're all what I call good rock pubs.
Yeah.
The audience will always be
good people
jumping.
Yeah.
It'll always be jumping. All the things.
Yes, the right title is All the Things That Puts Me Down. It's a song about drugs. It's a double meaning. I think it's a first song about a girl.
Never knew before all the things that put me down.
So you said you were going back when?
The last gig is on this Sunday, so we're going back to France on Monday.
Right. Are you straight into work again, or are you having a little time off?
No. We teach drums, guitar, so we got work during the weeks, and at the weekend we quite play all the weekends until the end of the year. So we very busy, and we have to find time to record the next album, as I told you, and spend a little time with our family too. So,
do you look upon your teaching, etc., as being your job, and this as being your hobby, your fun, or is the music your life, and the rest is just a way of getting it?
To teach music, it's part of music. Sure, I prefer to be on stage, play. I like it, teach music.
Now the second last track by Mr. Hardaly is Bang Bang.
I'd like to thank the band for telling us a bit about themselves, about their music, about their lives, and a lot more than that, really. and I hope they've enjoyed and continue to enjoy their gigs in this country and come back, because that's the secret. You know, you do a tour and you go from the start to the end, but when you come back, that's when you know it's a success. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So now let's play out the show with their last track entitled Two Hearts. Good night.
Don't you see, two hearts are better than one. I know you keep your love inside. If you feel your heart is better than mine, you show me what is kept inside. When I had to be alone, got you on the phone. All my strengths were futile. Don't you see, two hearts are better than one. I know you keep your love inside.
Thank you.